Chapter 24. Flack, they called her. She was funny and sweet and cool. I met her at a restaurant with some mates months after Chelsea and I had gone our separate ways. Spike, this is Flack.
Hi, what do you do, Flack?
She was on TV, she explained. She was a presenter. Sorry, I said, I don't watch much TV. She wasn't taken aback that I didn't recognize her, which I liked. She didn't have a big ego. Even after she explained who she was and what she did, I still wasn't certain. What's your full name again? Caroline Flack. Days later, we met for dinner and games. Poker night at Marco's flat, Bramham Gardens. After an hour or so, I stepped outside, disguised in one of Marco's cowboy hats, to speak with Billy the Rock. As I exited the building, I lit a cigarette and looked right. There, behind a parked car, two sets of feet, and two bobbing heads. Whoever it was didn't recognize me in Marco's hat, so I was able to stroll casually down to Billy and lean into his police car and whisper, "Bogey at 3 o'clock."
What? No. Billy, how could they have known?
Search me. No one knows I'm here. Are they tracking me? Are they getting into my phone or Flack's? Billy bolted from the car, ran around the corner, surprised the two paps. He screamed at them, but they screamed right back, entitled, emboldened. They didn't get their photo that night. Small victory. But very soon after, they papped me and Flack, and those photos set off a frenzy. Within hours, a mob was camped outside Flack's parents' house and all her friends' houses and her grandmother's house. She was described in one paper as my bit of rough because she'd once worked in a factory or something. Jesus, I thought, are we really such a country of insufferable snobs? I continued to see Flack on and off, but we didn't feel free anymore. We kept on, I think, because we genuinely enjoyed each other's company, and because we didn't want to admit defeat at the hands of these assholes. But the relationship was tainted, irredeemably, and in time we agreed that it just wasn't worth the grief and harassment, especially for her family. Goodbye, we said. Goodbye, and good luck.